Castelnuovo Tedesco's Guitar Concerto No. 1, featuring guitarist John Williams and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles Groves. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions this week. Next, we'll hear music by Joaquin Rodrigo, performed by Scott Tennant, who's a prize winner in 3 major international guitar competitions. Scott Tennant shared his thoughts about them.
They can be great and they can be bad. And I'll tell you, it was good for me because it gave me something to do, a goal to set. So it was good in that sense. I practiced really hard. It was good in that sense. I learned pretty much how to perform. Doing the competitions really whipped me into shape in front of people. I just learned how to go within myself and express myself outwardly. So that was good for me in that sense, doing the competitions. It is very bad if you take them too seriously. And I tell all my students that. I never took competitions too seriously. I practiced hard. I went there to try to win, to do my best, to make friends. And that freaked a lot of people out, you know, getting people's phone numbers because a lot of people were really competitive and they didn't want to talk to you. But I have a hard time with judging people on whether you're a more worthy person just because of the way you play in a certain day. It's not like running a race. And I'm not saying they should be abolished or anything. I think competitions are good, but you have to have a healthy attitude. My teacher always said, Pepe Romero always told me, he was very against competitions, but he always told me, if you're going to do competitions, pick the one with the highest prize and go there for the money and then go home. Go there, do your job, come home. Don't get too attached to it. Don't get too involved. I think he's right. It's really easy to become addicted, a professional competition player, until, of course, you reach a certain age and you're too old.
A fantasia by Joaquin Rodrigo titled Que Buen Caminito, performed by Scott Tennant. James Stroud is a guitarist and philanthropist and is the founder of the James Stroud International Guitar Competition, which takes place annually each June as part of the Cleveland International Guitar Festival. Unlike most guitar competitions, which feature young adult competitors, the James Stroud Guitar Competition promotes youth contestants. James Stroud spoke about the inspiration for his competition.
When I was going to college for music, I didn't have my parents' support, and I was dead broke a lot of the time. And a lot of kids I went to school with were not in that situation, and they would every summer come back with a new guitar, or they'd go to some master class, or they would go do some recording, and I never could do any of that. I mean, I was driving an ice cream truck. So I always told myself if I ever got to the position where I could help other people, I would want to do that. So I went into the business world. You know, I didn't play for 24, 25 years. So I got back into it around 2008. So that's when I really wanted to start giving back a lot more. And so I went around and asked a lot of teachers, how could I be the most helpful to the classical guitar world? Would it be, you know, adult competition? Could it be this? Could it be that? And the consensus was, junior high and high school kids. That's how it all got started. And I feel really good that every year playing level gets better and better. So it's going really well. Okay. I pretty much set aside the funds so that when I pass away, it'll keep going.
We'll hear one of the finalists in the 2023 James Stroud Guitar Competition. This is then 14-year-old Hilbert Chen, performing the final movement of Castelnuovo Tedesco's Homage to Boccherini, Opus 77. Thank you. Recorded live at the finals of the 2023 James Stroud International Guitar Competition, we just heard 14-year-old Hilbert Chin performing the last movement of Castelnuovo Tedesco's Homage to Boccherini, Opus 77. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions. The leading international guitar competition in the U.S. for adult competitors is presented each year by the Guitar Foundation of America. One of the winners of that competition is French guitarist Jeremy Jouve, who spoke about his experience.
Now, in 2003, North American audiences came to know you because you won first prize in the biggest U.S. classical guitar competition, the Guitar Foundation of America Solo Guitar Competition. How did that change your life, or did it?
Yes, of course it changed. I think GFA competition is really one of the few competition which really makes a difference, because there's a lot of competitions now all over the world, but this one, GFA, is amazing because it offers you very large tour. And this is what is interesting in competition. It's the exposition. When you do the competition, you get to play for the public, for a jury, which are very important people, if I can say. Sorry, it's my vocabulary who is limited.
Hey, your English is already better than mine. Go ahead. You're fine. Right.
So then you make this tour, 50 concerts. So you learn so much about touring, about how to be professional in every situation, even if you haven't slept for, 40 hours. I don't know. It can happen, you know. And you learn to play so many concerts in a very, very dense period of time. And you learn to keep this love for the music that you are playing, because this is the danger when you play so much. After a while, you play, but you think about the beer that you will have after the concert. So always you try to be into the music. I learned so many things, and of course it opened doors not only in US but all over the world for sure.
music by Matthias Duplessis titled Cavalcade. That was performed by French guitarist Jeremy Jouve, who won first prize in the 2003 GFA competition. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions this week. In 1992, the GFA competition was won by Jason Viau, who was then 19 years old. Jason Viau spoke about his experience.
I was the third of the four finalists to play. And Andrew Zone was the fourth. So I was feeling fine until the last piece on my program. The first movement ended, and then I was stretching out my string. So I'm pulling away on the fifth string, and it just broke. It just broke right in my hand. And it snapped, and I remember freezing, and like you couldn't see anybody in the audience because it was black. They turned down all the house lights, so... One of the judges said, Jason, you still have time to go backstage and change your string and finish your program. So I did. I walked off stage, and there's a fellow named Patrick Kerber who was there as the helper, just seeing that the finalists are taken care of and, you know, get them out on stage. So I go back there and does anybody have an extra string, that I could borrow, because I had looked in my case back there and there wasn't any. So it's people seem to think that I was just very cool about it, but I really wasn't. Like inside, I was like freaking out, and then when I went backstage and noticed I didn't have a string, I was asking Andrew, do you have any extra strings I could borrow? And he gave me his extra A. And while Mr. Kerber was winding it back up again, I was just back there kind of like, oh, I can't believe this happened to me at this time. I've never broken a string before and blah, 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 blah. Like talking a mile a minute. And then Patrick Kerber was like, he was like a voice of reason. It was almost like there was a halo around his head or something. He was like, what you need to do right now is stop talking and focus on the music. And I was like, you know what I mean? It's like one of those moments like where just someone like says exactly the right thing. And I was like, yeah. And he was winding my string back up and you know got it back on and went back out. I don't, the rest of it's very hazy.
Well, I was at that competition and I remember I was in the audience watching it, and I remember when you broke your string, I remember this audible gasp from the audience, like, and some people were going, yeah,
My mother was having a heart attack, actually. Yeah.
I remember at the time thinking that, well, if this guy can pull it off, he's at this moment, he's got everyone, the audience and the judges, on his side, rooting for him. If he can come back, he's got this thing won. And that's what you did.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Well, that was a really good sportsmanship on the, the side of Andrew Zone, your fellow competitor.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm indebted to him.
Thank you.
closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions, we've just heard Jason Vio performing Danza Brasileira by Jorge Morel. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Julian Taylor's